This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I am in the studio with
Christine Wong.
And on the phone line with
Arvini Braj.
Hi, Arv. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Good. Christine, how are you today?
I'm all right.
Good. Whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. We'll be talking about booster shots, additions to the MDG, and Google certified teachers. And of course, if you'd like to get in touch with the show today, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. It's Thursday, not quite Friday. Nearly there, though. It's been a long week so far, but getting through today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we're going to have some more upbeat stories a little bit. We've got a couple of nice upbeat stories today. Chris's story a little bit later on is a nice upbeat story. But we're going to be talking about booster shots first and the potential that we might have to have booster shots or not. It's up for debate. Arv, tell us more about it.
Yeah, so we've been talking about booster shots for a while now, right? I mean, for a few months, this whole thing of whether we're going to need a third shot or we might not need a third shot, depending on what vaccine we have and which vaccines might need something like that. So Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said Malaysia has been considering real-world data and clinical data on a third vaccination jab and are waiting for input from health experts. They are currently waiting for the recommendation by the expert group chaired by Dr. Kalayarasu Periasamy, the director of Institute Clinical Research, which will give their recommendation next week, not just on the necessity of a booster shot, but also if we can use a different vaccine or heterologous dose. So several countries that have been using the heterologous regimen, which is like mixing vaccine brands, are South Korea and Germany due to supply disruption. So Khairi also said that he began negotiating with vaccine companies 2 weeks ago, especially for Pfizer's vaccine, for Malaysia to finalize procurements for 2022. The fact that we're even talking about 2022 now is like, what is time anymore? It's gonna be August. He also spoke about the antibody testing that has been popping up recently. I think you guys have seen the online brochures and the pamphlets and stuff. He said that the government allocated 15 million ringgit to establish an antibody immune surveillance program to track the level of neutralizing antibody among vaccine recipients. So at the moment, the government does not recommend antibody testing, and this is in line with the recommendation by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. If I remember correctly, there was this piece yesterday that I read saying that it's something about it's not a good way to gauge if you are fully protected or not. So It shouldn't be taken as like, you know, whether you have immunity against against COVID-19 or not. So Khairi also said that all school teachers will receive their first shot before schools reopen in September. Supporting staff and contract service staff will also get their first dose before the reopening. And then, of course, the issue of the Delta variant popped up along the way because obviously, and it's going to. Khairi said that all vaccines, Pfizer, Sinovac, AstraZeneca, are effective against the highly contagious Delta variant. Another two vaccines that have been obtained conditional approval from the Drug Control Authority, or DCA, are now available for sale by the private sector. Covilo, which is locally distributed by Dua Pharma, and Janssen, which is distributed by Johnson & Johnson, are not included in Malaysia's vaccine portfolio yet and could be used for private sale, which basically means that these vaccines can be used in Malaysia if the situation requires and can be obtained through government procurement. Finally, it says that Khairi also added that the Sputnik vaccine is still going through the NPRA evaluation process, while the Novavax vaccine hasn't been approved by the WHO emergency use listing procedure. So those were the basic, like, the gist of the updates.
And what do you think about this, Arv? The whole idea about us having to have a booster shot?
I mean, at this point, if that's the safest way moving forward, if they say we need a booster shot, then we need a booster shot. I mean, there are people doing research. If the science backs it up, you know, we don't know the science, right? We have to depend. There are so many people who are studying these things and making these decisions. So obviously a lot of thought must have gone into it. So if they say we need a booster shot, we need a booster shot. You know, whatever it takes to get over this this crisis and this pandemic at this point.
Yeah, Chris, are you on the same line of thinking?
Yeah, similar thought of similar line of thought, and also, you know, it's not the first time that a vaccine needs a booster shot, right? I mean, there are plenty of vaccines that we take in our regular lives that, you know, require after, you know, a year or even a couple of years, it requires mm-hmm. that boost, right? So,
yeah. I mean, tetanus for one of them, for example, is something we need a regular booster. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see a problem with this at all. I mean, if it becomes that, it becomes that, you know, and at some point there's going to have to be a cost involved, obviously, and, mm-hmm. and you know, we're just going around in circles here. But at the end of the day, if we need a booster shot, we need a booster shot.
Just get it done.
Just get it over and done with, yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking at it from my layman perspective. Like, you know, we obviously, we're not scientists or researchers or in the medical field or what, but I'm just, the basic logic is that the longer this thing hangs around, we're going to get Delta variants and different variants and stuff. So if a booster is going to help with that or keep people safe, then... You know, why not? That's how it goes.
Does it bother you at all that we might be having to look at, like, the heterologous idea of things about having to, like, combine vaccines or mix vaccines up? That's not a concern of either of yours?
No.
If the science says it's okay, the science says it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it is, right? Because obviously, like Arif said, we're not necessarily the experts. And I think, like, it's great that the government is utilizing expertise, you know, to see if this is a viable option for all of us.
And it's interesting as well. I mean, obviously, we've all had the AZ vaccine and we've all had differing kind of side effects, you know, and we've had friends here in the office that have had zero side effects and we've had others that have been in bed for 2 or 3 days. I have friends who have had the Pfizer vaccine. They've had their side effects. Some have had no side effects. I've even got a friend over in Austria who just recently had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as well. And that's a single dose vaccine. And he was like, you know, he had it done half an hour later, no problem, no side effects whatsoever. Of course, that's just one person, though.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of this combination of vaccines, if they're all serving the same purpose, you know, then... I don't know. But like you say, we are not experts and there are far more intelligent people involved in this kind of industry who know a lot more than we do. Let us know what you think, though, guys, sat at home. 018-789-8899. WhatsApp, that's the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. Of course, you know, somebody's bound to make a lot of money from this. But at the end of the day, we've got to protect one another and do that. Stay safe. We're going to take a break. Sheryl Crow with A Change Would Do You Good here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.